Welcome to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can learn more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. This month, we'll be speaking with the Astoria Sunday Market Kids Club, whose mission it is to educate and encourage children to take part in the local food system and understand the benefits of eating nutritious food. First, we'll hear from market manager Tamara Cameron.
I'm Tamara Cameron. I'm the market manager for the Astoria Sunday Market. So the ASM Kids Club is free to all children ages 5 to 12, with a specific emphasis on children with less access to fresh, local, healthy food options. Each week, when registered participants check in, they receive two tokens worth $1 each to purchase fresh fruits or vegetables at the market. In addition, we provide a weekly activity, and these activities are ongoing, so children can walk up and participate at any time. Examples might be food tastings, transplanting garden plants, market bingo, seed saving, scavenger hunts, creating healthy meals, local food-based art projects, and more. The Astoria Sunday Market is Astoria's 25-year-old market, public market. This is our 25th anniversary this year, and we offer a range of fine art and craft, plus food, produce, meat, prepared foods, and on-site foods, plus live music. I've been the manager of the market for 2 years. This year is my third season, and we have grown the market from 1.5 million to over 2 million in vendor sales each year. And my goal is to make sure that the market is full and attractive each week. And so we have about one third of our vendors that are part-time. That way the market is fresh all the time. We have 220 vendors participating and 150 spots each week. So everyone will get to see a variety of different vendors all the time. I used to manage a market in Boise, Idaho, and we had a kids club there. And when I came to Astoria, I wanted to make sure that we started one. And so we have the ASM Kids Club. It's for kids ages 5 to 12, and it runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And kids who come and register actually get two $1 tokens that they can spend on fresh fruits or vegetables right at the market. So that gives them the opportunity to learn to shop and to interact with vendors and interact with our farmers. Plus, we also provide a weekly activity that's ongoing during the day from 10 until 1, so kids can just walk up and participate. And those activities are focused on healthy eating and local food and also farmers market. And then sometimes we do arts activities that are food related too. And the important thing for me is that each activity has an outcome and that we actually test for the outcome. So we either do that verbally or we do it with a worksheet. So sometimes we do bingo and we will have questions like, what's in season right now and what's green that's in season right now? And then they go and ask a farmer and they write down the farm and they write down what's green and is in season right now. So it reinforces the learning. But it also is a fun atmosphere, and we have a really fun time doing it. The ASM Kids Club opens on Father's Day and runs through Labor Day. We don't want to be in competition with the schools, so we do our education in between when school is out, and we wrap up before it starts again. And that way, when kids are out of school, they have something fun to do at the market.
My name is Lorraine DiBattista, and I am a volunteer at the Astoria Sunday Market ASM Kids Table. It's for the children, and it's an outlet for the kids so that when their parents come to the market, they also get included in an activity that's free of charge for the parents. Also, they also get to learn things like about vegetables and fruits and healthy eating. So we do all activities that are incorporated of that nature. And every week we have a different activity. We had quite a bit of them, and they were all fun. But the two that stick out in my mind that were a lot of fun is we had another volunteer bring out old typewriters. And we put them all out, and they all got a sheet of paper, and they got to use an old typewriter. And they were all, like, in awe, like, what is this? You know what I mean? Because now everybody uses smartphones. So when they saw a typewriter, they were like, and you'd think they'd be weirded out or something, but they weren't. They were just fascinated, and everybody wanted to try typing. So it was that was a really fun activity. And then we had another activity we had a competition. It wasn't like really a competition. It was like we gave everybody a peach and a nectarine, and we just cut them up on slices. And then they had to guess which one was the peach and which was the nectarine. So they had this little form that they had to fill out, and they got to decide if they thought it was juicy or if it was sweet or what color it was. Because mostly all the activities are for children that are smaller to about the age. I believe it's like 13. It's for the younger group. And by the end of it, we were scoring, and I think the peach one or the nectarine one, we scored on, you know, because they got to pick which one they liked better, and I guess the nectarine was the winner. So that was a lot of fun because, you know, their curiosity. Last year, one of the favorite activities were the canvas bags, and the kids would come, and we set up tables. And we have like different kinds of markers and things, and they would paint the canvas bags. We had stencils, so if you were in a Picasso, you can stencil. A lot of the stencils were more fruits, vegetables, different things like that. But a lot of the kids, they just brought out their artistic abilities, so it was great. Like it was like their little freedom of expression.
And we had stencils of different vegetables and fruits, and the kids used permanent markers, cloth markers, to color the stencils and design their bags. Everyone loved that activity. We had 40 bags, and I thought for sure that would be enough to do it twice, and we ended up using every bag the first time we did it. So the second time that we had it scheduled, we bought 50 bags, and we used all of those too. So that was a very popular activity. And we told the kids if they brought them back each week, they would get an extra token. So they would get 3 tokens instead of 2. And it actually worked. We actually had quite a few kids who brought their bag every week to get their extra token.
And they did bring back those bags. They love those bags. So some kids would get their little token, and they could go and maybe get like a couple of cherries or get one fruit. And mostly all the vendors at the market would work with us. And if not, many of them, as I learned along the way, because they kept coming back to the table, they would save their little $2. And then when they had enough, then they would buy like something bigger or something else that they wanted. So it was different with each kid. It was so fascinating because, like, they weren't just learning about food. They were, like, learning about responsibility and about safety. It was a whole bunch of lessons, you know, just doing some activities and having fun with the children. It was a lot of fun.
My name's Jennifer Rasmussen, and I am the parent of kids who enjoy going to the kids club booth at the Astoria Sunday Market. I mean, we just started going to the kids' booth last summer and went a handful of times. And my kids are 6 and 8, and they both really enjoyed the activities. They got to do a cherry tasting one day where they sampled different varieties of cherries. And they did some different art projects and a little scavenger hunt and those kinds of things. And then after they do the activity, they get $2 tokens to spend on fruits and veggies at the market. And so they were like pretty motivated to go week after week to go get their $2 to spend. With the $2 tokens, they really enjoy going to the peaches booth. The man who vends the peaches and cherries there is pretty generous with the kids. He gives, you know, more like $3 or $4 worth of produce for the $2 tokens, which is really fun. So they would either go there every week, or they would go get carrots and radishes from the Spring Up Farm booth, which they also really loved.
The one activity that we did that wasn't terribly popular was the raw vegetable activity. Raw vegetable tasting. It seemed like a good idea, and I thought for sure we could rope them into doing it. But really, only a few kids participated, and they ate a raw green bean, just a little piece of a raw green bean, a red beet, and a piece of broccoli. And I was really surprised that more kids didn't eat those things raw. But we'll keep working on them.
It was more towards the end of the season because, like, the fruit, it was more going into the vegetables. And then they had to try different vegetables, like raw, like green beans and things. And, you know, I always kind of, like, enjoy watching the little kids when their nose gets scrunchy. You know what I mean? Like, their nose gets, like, scrunchy and they're like, I don't know if I like that one. So that was fun.
We do food tastings. I love to do food tastings with the kids because it's a way to get them to try something that they wouldn't normally try, and the peer pressure kind of works. So if we have brothers and sisters come up and we are taste testing three different raw vegetables that they might not be familiar with eating in the raw state, so something like beans, green beans, or beets, or peas, usually we can get the older one to try it first, and then the younger ones who say they don't want to try it, once they see their older sibling giving it a try, then they'll give it a try. But I've learned at the Astoria Sunday Market that since this is just in our third year, and our first year was very small, we just tested it for a couple of months, the kids don't quite trust us yet. So getting kids to eat raw beets was pretty hard. But it wasn't very hard to get them to try cherries. We did a taste testing with three different kinds of cherries, and they were happy to try all three kinds of cherries.
The cherry tasting one was really great because it was like right when a whole bunch of different cherries were in season. And we have cherries that we were growing at our house too. And so they talked, you know, like they were excited to tell the kids booth people like how our cherries were different from their cherries. And they got to sample all the different flavors, and they already knew which one they wanted to buy when they had their $2 tokens to go to the cherry booth. And they were like, oh, we sampled all of these, and, you know, like the dark red ones were my favorite, so that's the one we want to buy today. So that was a particularly memorable one. I think the other ones were like just like some coloring projects, and the scavenger hunt where they had to like go find different things around the market.
Whenever we do a bingo card or whenever we do a scavenger hunt, there the outcome is always that the kids meet the farmers, talk to them in person, and then learn whatever the question is on the card. So the outcome for that is they interact with another adult and they interact with a farmer. And then also the outcomes are that they learn what's in season, what color it is, maybe. If they get an opportunity to buy it and taste it, that's an extra bonus. And we ask them when they come back and show us their card, we usually have a prize. When they come back and show us their card, we ask them, which farmers did you talk to? Did you talk to them yourself? You know, to make sure that we actually are accomplishing the goal of the activity. And we do simple things also, like color sheets, where you color only the vegetables that are in season right now. And so that's a quick way to teach that corn is not in season in May. And I think it's really important to bring kids in and not have them just be following their parents around and picking out things and having their parents buy them. I think it's really important for kids to interact with farmers, to understand what's in season and what's local. And by doing that, we're just allowing these kids, when they become adults, to not be afraid to go to the farmer's market and to already understand what that process is and to not be intimidated by all the tents and the distance. So we're not only educating kids about how to eat well and what's seasonal and what's local, but we're teaching them in the future how to shop for themselves. The Astoria Sunday Market is actually a program of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. We are under their nonprofit umbrella.
Well, I got involved with the market because I'm part of the Astoria Downtown Historic Association. and I'm a member. And then I got involved with the group, and I got to meet a lot of different people, and I participate in the design committee. I wanted to be more, I wanted to have more involvement and know more people in my community. So it started out that way, and then I did last year, I did the Clean Your Streets Astoria, and we do flowers and we clean up a lot of the city and things. So I got to know a lot of different people, and then that's how I ended up volunteering at the market. Last year, I became more involved, and I started out volunteering in a different area, and then I ended up at the kids table, and then I just got stuck there because I just had so much fun I looked forward to it every Sunday, and it was funny because like you'd see all these little kids and they'd be like, hi, you know, they look forward to coming by and hanging out and just doing an activity, and what fruit are we going to try, or what's the activity this week. So it was nice seeing that they had something to look forward to. And when they came back, we always gave them a reward for it. You know what I mean? Because we were promoting healthy eating and the community involvement. I know that I'm busy from the moment I get there till the moment I leave. And sometimes, like, we have about three tables that we use, and I've had all three full at the same time. Yeah. And kids waiting. But they all enjoyed it, you know. They all had a lot of fun. I got a lot of hugs, and I got a lot of compliments from the parents that, you know, this was a great idea, you know, to include them, to have something to include the children in the activities and to be part of the market, you know. So it teaches them the lesson of community, and gathering and sharing with the community and being part of it. So I thought it was really exciting. That's why I was proud to be a volunteer. And then it just stuck with me, you know. And I did it all. I did it all summer last year. And yeah, and I'm totally looking forward to it this year.
I mean, I've been going to the Sunday market for years and years. I love the market. It's a great place to get our locally produced foods and veggies and crafts, and I think that the kids booth is such a fun way to engage the kids at the market too, because they'll come and kind of drag their feet and maybe look at the craft booths and try to get me to buy them something. But then when they have their own thing that they get to do that they look forward to at the market every week, it's a little bit more exciting for them to go, and then I can do my grocery shopping and they get to have something that they enjoy doing at the same time. So it's awesome. They ask about it every week when it's the weekend. They're like, Mom, is it the Sunday market this weekend? Can we go? We want to go to the kids' booth. We want to see what the activity is and, you know, get our tokens and go buy those cherries. Yeah, we can't wait. I know that the market starts up next month, so we'll be there at the first one, ready to go.
I started when I was a child back in the day, which I'm not going to tell you when that was. When I was a kid, my mom used to get fresh fruits and vegetables from growers in our area. I lived in a small town in Idaho, and she would get raspberries from Art, and she would get strawberries from Kate, and she would get fresh corn from the Bywaters. And we knew all those people, and we got that food direct. And when I got older, that sort of went away. And during gardening season, if I didn't have my own garden, I had to get food from the grocery store, and it just wasn't the same. So I've been a gardener and a local food advocate forever. And everywhere I've lived a number of different places, I've always supported the farmers market, always shopped there, always volunteered. And then in Boise, I worked for the city of Boise, and I worked alongside the person who organized the market there. And then pretty soon I was working with her. And then pretty soon we were doing other events together. And then I was asked to run their mobile market. So I ran their mobile market for 3 years, and then she decided she was going to retire, so I took over the whole market. So I've been involved in local food for a long time, and the farmers in Boise will tell you that I am a farmer fan. I love to go to the farm. I love to see what they're doing. I'm just always a tiny bit jealous because it seems like such a beautiful place to be and such a great thing to do. And there's such a huge contribution to the to the local economy and to our community. And I also have background in the arts. So coming to Astoria and being able to run a market that's art-focused and food-focused is really special to me, and it means a lot to me. And I love being able to bring all these people to the market. I mean, it's not all my fault, but it's awesome to see all these people come to the market and have a great time and support our vendors and have vendor sales increase each year. My goal last year was $2 million, and we made it, which was so exciting for me. I just love what I do.
I'm just excited for this year, you know, and I know it's going to be amazing. Last year, it was phenomenal, the Sunday market. We had so many vendors, and it's just every time you go there, it's like finding something new, and you just get so many different, like, experiences you get to have between people that do handcrafted things and all these local vendors that, you know, we're so used to going to the supermarket. You know, we forget all the little guys, you know what I mean? And then when you go to the market, you're just like amazed at, you know, like all these different things that you didn't know. So it's like a fun adventure to just try all these different things. If you haven't come to the Sunday market, the Astoria Sunday market, you should definitely come and visit. It's a rewarding experience. It's a great day out. It's something positive to do. You get to really meet your community and be involved and you know, and create memories, you know, not just experiences, memories. We're trying to find more donations and get more sponsors and things because of the fact that, you know, we don't have those kinds of funds, and we'd like to add more activities and you know, more fun things for the kids to do.
So support-wise, obviously, we need to cover the cost of the tokens because we reimburse the vendors for 100% of the tokens that they take in. So covering the cost of the tokens is really important each year, and that amount goes up as more kids participate and as kids figure out. In the past, I've had kids save their tokens for raspberries or save their tokens for strawberries, for whatever their favorite food is. And so the more tokens that get spent, the more tokens we reimburse. And eventually it becomes a pretty large figure, like over $1,000 a summer. And then we also have the cost of activities.
It adds up. Like when we did the canvas bags, they were gone like within about like less than 2 hours, you know. And then you just kind of feel guilty because then more kids show up and they want to do the canvas bag too. And you're like, we ran out, you know, or we have to like close shop because we just ran out of materials, you know, because there's a lot of people that enjoy the Sunday market. It's a great gathering place, especially in the summer in Astoria. So there are a lot of children that, and plus we have a lot of people that come from the outside that come to enjoy our market. So there's, you know, it's for all the children. So, you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming when we have a lot of children, but we just don't have enough supplies.
Activities that are paper driven aren't really what we want to do. We want to do hands-on stuff like planting garden plants from a plug into a regular pot that they can take home and raise over the summer. So there's the cost of the pot, the dirt, the plants, you know, all the things that go with that. And those kinds of activities, even though they're a little bit more financially expensive, those are the things, those hands-on things are how kids really learn. And we don't ever expect farmers to donate produce. We always buy it from them to do the food tastings and things like that. And I would love to get to the point where we could do some actual cooking on site. It might just be teaching kids how to make a salad or teaching them how to make their own raw vegetable sticks, or, you know, we might get to the point where we could cook, which would be really fun. We had someone in the market that I ran in Boise who came once a month and cooked with the kids, which was really fun. So the more money we have, the better the activities are. I mean, that's just the bottom line. There's always room for expansion. Last year, we actually paid a teacher to write some activities. I think it's really important that each activity has a clear goal and a clear outcome. And so hiring an educator to do that meant that she knew how to write lesson plans. And so they're fun lesson plans, but they're still lesson plans, which is important. This summer, we are lucky enough to have a couple of paid interns that are coming to us through Klatz at Works. That program, they granted us some money to have a couple of interns, very excited to have them. And we will have at least one volunteer helping with the kids' activities. Just depends on what the activity is, whether we need one volunteer or whether we need three volunteers. So yes, there's always volunteer opportunities.
We're always looking for volunteers to come and help out. Through the AHDA, I do the design committee, which works with putting all the flowers in Astoria, and we do a lot of other activities, and they're always looking for volunteers. And if you go to their website, if you click on, I believe it's one of the little top ones, it will give you the option for volunteering or what we need volunteers for, and there's all the sheets that you would need to be able to volunteer in any of the activities that we offer. The market doesn't start, I believe, until May 11th. That's the first day that it's supposed to kick off. I know that this year's our 25th anniversary, so that's exciting. So I expect it to be awesome. So I don't know exactly yet what's in the works, but I'm very confident that's going to be just as amazing as it was last year, if not more. I had already emailed before the season started to let her know that, you know what, oh no, I want the kids' table. You know, because I'm hoping is that since, you know, it's been since last summer, some of those kids that just kept coming back, I hope that they keep coming back and they bring their canvas bags from last year and be like, you know what, we remembered everything that we learned here. And you know what, we're ready for round two on healthy eating and doing more activities. And seeing how, you know, they've grown, I'm sure, in the last year. Kids, you know, grow so fast. So it'd be great to see all those friendly little faces.
My kids are really looking forward to the opening day of market so that they can go back to the kids' booth again this year.
So the Astoria Sunday Market will open this year on May 11th, which is Mother's Day. And we're always open from Mother's Day through the second weekend in October. And we're open from 10 until 3 on 12th Street in downtown Astoria. And you can't miss us because we mess up traffic both directions.
Thanks for listening to Beachgrass Roots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. You can find out more about the Astoria Sunday Market Kids Club at astoriasundaymarket.com. Beachgrass Roots is produced at the studios of KMUN in Astoria, Oregon, by me, Emily Horde. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can find out more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. Beachgrass Roots airs the second Thursday of every month on KMUN and can be found wherever you find podcasts. Find out how to listen to KMUN in your area at kmun.org. Thank you.